are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today we are learning about the Albany Institute of History and Arts Education and Interpretive Programs. We are joined by two leaders here, we're very excited to have them both. Patrick Stenshorn is Director of Interpretive Programs. Good morning, Patrick. How are
you? Good morning.
Very
good.
Nice.
How
to
are
have you?
Thank you.
And Anya Leader-Nagy is Director of Community Engagement. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you.
Okay. So when we talk about these programs, these interpretive programs, the education programs, what exactly are we talking about in regards to the museum itself?
Yeah. So the Albany Institute of History and Art is the oldest museum in New York State. It's the second oldest museum in the country. It was founded in 1791. And as a museum, our mission is to, we collect, we preserve, and we educate the public about the art, culture, and history of the Upper Hudson Valley. Through the education programs, what we try to do is connect our community, the community at large, partner organizations, and schools to that history. I think really we, our history, our heritage is held in our historic sites, our museums, and what we try to do is offer people a chance to come in and connect with our objects and our collection, our documents and our collection, through school programs, through public programs like gallery tours, lectures, things like that as well, and other things where people can come in and learn about our shared history and our shared heritage.
So give us a sense of, because I understand what it is, but give us a sense of how it is different than my wife and I coming by on a Saturday afternoon and spending 3 or 4 hours in the museum.
Sure. So it would be a little bit more of a directed experience. And for our school programs specifically, we work with students to come in to help develop curriculum-based materials with their teachers. We have a program through the Review Foundation, which offers free school programs to 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students from Title I schools in the four county capital region, Albany, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Rensselaer counties. And these are two-hour programs in which the students can come in and learn about early Albany history in our Trader and Culture program, the Hudson River School Art Movement, or our Ancient Egyptian exhibition as well. And they spend time in the galleries with an experienced docent or staff member like myself for an hour, seeing all of the objects, the real mummies that are there. And we give sort of a directed experience, and then the students also get to make an art project that is based on that as well. And it gives it sort of fills that gap that we've heard from a lot of schools that being able to have these experiences is really meaningful for the students to see the real things that they're talking about in their classroom. But schools have trouble finding the funding with budget cuts and other things. So being able to offer free admission to the museum, we are able to reimburse the schools for the transportation costs as well for this program. So it gives a meaningful connection to the students here, to the museum.
Mummies always work, don't they?
Mummies always work. Egypt is by far our most popular school program. It accounts for about 80% of our school tours. It connects perfectly to the sixth grade social studies curriculum here in New York State. So we love to be able to provide that students to that opportunity to students here in the region.
So that opportunity to students, I assume this is where the community engagement comes in, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. While Patrick spends time in the galleries with students, although sometimes I have been pulled in to give tours, my background is in museums, we are also looking for ways to offer opportunities for families to visit. We like to have intergenerational visits, children with grandparents, with parents coming to the museum. Sometimes that might be on their own, On a free Thursday night, we offer free admission on every Thursday night, except for Thanksgiving, from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. It's an opportunity for people to drop in and see some of the exhibitions that they've heard about, or maybe participate in one of the programs that we have set up with a community group that might be using the space that night and sharing something about their work in the community. And we also offer free admission on several of the federal holidays that are sponsored. And those are times when families are looking for something to do. We often offer a art project on that day or special lecture for people to do in addition, again, to the galleries. And then one of the things that actually just started this week is the museum is a Blue Star Museum and participates in the Blue Star Museum program, which is organized by the National Endowment for the Arts, Blue Star Families, the Department of Defense, and then the museums are agreed to participate to offer free admission to Blue Star families and active military families from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's an opportunity for them to come and visit museums during the summer when they might be looking for something to do at no charge. Mm-hmm. And there's a website that those families are able to go to find out what you need to present, how many people you're able to bring on a visit. And the museums participated in this for several years. And it's a great opportunity because schedules can be varied. And they might not be able to come on a Thursday night when their loved one is home for a visit. And so the Blue Star Museum program is a great summer opportunity for families to visit, too.
I would assume that each new exhibit brings another opportunity for a new program, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, every new exhibit that goes up, and we do have a few opening over the summer, we'll provide extra opportunities for different themed art projects, different themed gallery tours as well. This past year, we had an exhibition called Paintings of Addie, the original illustrations for American Girl by Dal Taylor, who is a local artist here. He did the illustrations for the Addie in the American Girl Dal series. And within that exhibition, we developed a new program called the Junior Interpreter Program. And this is an experience for high school students, 13 to 18. They received specialized training at the museum to become museum guides. And we saw it as a way to sort of increase engagement within the youth of our community and sort of to connect them to their own communities, their own areas, the regions that they live in. Addie is a Civil War era story. So they were able to learn about the American history of the American Civil War. We did special experiences where they gave they went down and had a tour of the Stephen and Harriet Myers residence, which is an Underground Railroad site here in Albany. They took an acting class with Capitol Repertory Theater and learned how to do public speaking and things like that. And then these young students created their own family gallery tours of the exhibition. So this was the students themselves using their own voice to talk about the objects and the artwork in the exhibition and telling the stories that mattered to them. And with different exhibitions that open, we can use these types of programs to tell different versions of different stories and give people different opportunities to sort of explore them in different ways.
Because it seems like that's a lot.
It is.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The cool thing here, especially with the school programs, I assume that the majority, it's the younger you get, this perhaps is the first time the kids have been in your museum, much less a museum.
Correct. So, yes, very much so, especially the younger you get when you start in sort of the kindergarten, first, second grade age. This is an experience that is new to them, and we are introducing them for the first time to a lot of the historic objects that they might have learned about, seen in their classrooms and pictures and things like that, but they can see for the first time. I can't tell you the number of students who have come back later in their lives and told us about the first time they visited, and they always remember the mummies. That's
sure.
The first thing that they remember.
Yeah.
So it's an experience, and part of what we're trying to give is a positive experience to young people so that as they grow older, they love museums. They love historic sites. They love visiting places that, that have that, that story to them.
Well, no pressure on both of you, but you are trying to hook them for life.
Correct. That absolutely. We are trying to make them museum goers for the rest of their lives. Yes.
And one of the things, I mean, we've both attended different museum conferences or things that people look at this these kinds of studies, and they say that you should make sure that you have people who are visiting between 7 and 9. That's when the magical museum experience happens. And if you are able to talk to them and have show them a great time and give them that wow, then they will be returning. And oftentimes people make museums part of their recreational experience when they're traveling. And so we have people locally who are visiting us as part of school groups, but we also might have tourists coming into the area who are deciding to come to the museum as a family from out of the area. And our local people might be going to another space. Maybe they'll go to the Smithsonian or something on their vacation. And it just broadens their museum experience.
Patrick, you mentioned some summer programs that are coming up over the next few months. What would those be?
So, coming up, we have summer art classes that we run for students starting after the week of the 4th of July, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. To 12 p.m. There is Artful Mornings, which is an art class for students between the ages of 6 and 12. And then on Friday mornings from 10 to 11:30, there's an art class for younger students, 3 through 5, called Toot for Tots. And they come in with their parents in the Toot for Tot program, and they see one of the exhibitions that's on display and then make art based on that exhibition as well.
So a lot going on. Yeah. And you can find out about all of this by going to the website for the Albany Institute. It's albanyinstitute.org, albanyinstitute.org. And if people want to find out more about the programs, they can just contact you all. And
absolutely.
The easy way
we encourage
to do it.
I
bet you do. www.albanyinstitute.org. Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Patrick and Anya, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for the great work that you do at the museum and in our community. And thank you for sharing. Great pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Again, links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Check out the museum's website, albanyinstitute.org, albanyinstitute.org. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.